This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that the country requires energetic leaders in every sector as India is emerging as a global powerhouse. Speaking after inaugurating the first edition of the School of Ultimate Leadership Seoul Conclave at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said the country needs such world-class leaders who can set trends and find solutions to global complexities.
नेशन बिल्डिंग के लिए व्यक्ति निर्माण से राष्ट्र निर्माण जन से जगत जन से जग ये किसी भी ऊंचाई को प्राप्त करना है विशालता को पाना है तो आरंभ जन से ही शुरू होता है हर क्षेत्र में बेहतरीन लीडर्स का डेवलपमेंट बहुत जरूरी है और समय की मांग है
Speaking on the occasion, Bhutan's Prime Minister Dasho Chering Tobge said it is yet another testament to Prime Minister Modi's unwavering commitment to nurturing authentic leaders. He said India is poised to become Vikasit Bharat. The BJP has accused the Congress of seeking support from foreign forces to interfere in the electoral process of the country. Addressing media at party headquarters today, party leader Gaurav Bhatia said U.S. aid was being used to interfere in the electoral process. He asserted that the Congress cannot defeat Prime Minister Narendra Modi through their efforts, because of which they are seeking support from foreign forces. Meanwhile, Congress leader Pawan Khera has said a false narrative is being spread that U.S. aid of $21 million was taken to destabilize the Narendra Modi government. He claimed that this money has gone to NGOs of Bangladesh. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal has said that India accords high priority to the safety, security and well-being of all international students in the country. Briefing reporters in New Delhi, Mr. Jaiswal said the ministry has been in constant touch with the Odisha government and KIIT authorities since the matter of the death of a Nepali girl came to light. He said the ministry is in close contact with the Nepalese authority. Mr. Jaiswal said Odisha police has made several arrests, including the accused, and cases have been filed against them.
We are deeply saddened by the tragic death of the Nepalese student at the Kalinga Institute of Industrial Technology in Bhubaneswar. We convey our heartfelt condolences to the grieving family. We have also maintained close contact with the Nepalese authority. Pursuant to our outreach, several steps have been taken by the Odisha government as well as the KIIT Institute to address the situation.
The 98th Akhil Bharatiya Marathi Sahitya Sammelan is underway at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is inaugurating it. This comes as the government has granted Marathi a classical language status. The event will also include a symbolic literary train journey from Pune to Delhi, carrying 1,200 participants to show the unifying spirit of literature. In Jammu and Kashmir, a former militant of Hizbul Mujahideen was arrested after being on the run for 18 years from Riyasi district. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that a police spokesman said Anwar Ali Chauhan, a resident of Riyasi, had joined Hizbul Mujahideen terror outfit in 2001. Seven people were killed and at least four injured in a road accident on Bhuj Mundra Road in the Kutch district of Gujarat today. The accident occurred after a private bus carrying 40 people collided with a truck near Kera village on Bhuj Mundra Road. The injured were taken to hospital. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended the week's last trading session with losses of over 0.5%, extending their downslide to the fourth consecutive session. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex declined 425 points to close at 75,311. Similarly, the National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 dropped 117 points to settle at 22,796. In the ICC Champions Trophy cricket, South Africa were 199 for 2 in 35 overs against Afghanistan in a Group B clash in Karachi when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.